Adrian's got the power.
It's my £3 taxi. Only charges, but it'll do.
Eh?
I'll work for £3.
Does it work?
It doesn't sing, but it'll charge.
All right.
I ain't working for the car.
I'm recording you. I'm recording your voice.
Audio boom. The Zoom's in the boot as well.
Audio boom forever, dudes.
I've done no recording, no video, nothing.
No, we haven't. I tell you what, it's been another day where I've just enjoyed the pleasure of your company, young man. So, today, Adrian, who's at TurboStream on the best of social networks, came down to see me in my house in South Wiltshire. And we went for a walk. We went up Beacon Stroke Kiwi Hill.
Yeah.
And I tested out my new Suntour watch, which I'm very, very happy with so far. And then we had some scran. Go right to Devizes. You are... Wait, left, wait. You've got two on your left here. And then we... Yeah, so we had some luncheon.
It was very nice lunch. Thank you for the are they cups, rolls, or baps?
They're buns where buns. I come from. Buns. Aye. And yeah, so we jumped. There's, look at it. You can see there's Silbury Hill on our left now. We then jumped in the Red Rocket, which went rocketly fast at times.
within the speed limit, of course.
Of course. And what did we do? Oh, we went to Stone. We went to Woodhenge first,
yeah,
Woodhenge. With the stone stumps.
not much
wood anymore. And then we look at that sun.
Yeah, just poking
out. Then we went to Stonehenge and had a walk around Stonehenge. And yeah, so the weather incidentally was a little bit chilly at times all day, or overcast all day. Yeah. And then we went from Stonehenge to Avebury, brackets Henge. And we've just left Avebury. But we walked around Avebury Henge. And then we went into the Red Lion, who very kindly provided us with coffee. Yeah, go on, head for Marlborough. It's 6 2/3, whichever way we go, to be honest.
So we're just on the way back to your residence.
Yeah.
It's an old pub there.
The wagon horses. God, it is old. So we've seen lots of big stones in the grounds. Really fantastic. But we're going past Silbury Hill in about 20 seconds, which is this huge, huge man-made mound. It's massive. It's absolutely huge mound that only, you know, this kind of mid-century did they find tunnels and that in there. Yeah. There should be a pond around it. Oh, it's dried up.
It's massive.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it? Huge mound.
Over there, but now we've walked past it now. That is huge.
How long would it take you to shovel up that?
This
man-made hill. So yeah, so we're now in the Red Rocket again, and we're on our way back home, going over the River Kennet. Yeah. So.
It's been a good day. I've been really enjoying myself actually.
Oh, glad.
It's been a good day. Been a good day.
Done lots of talking.
Yeah,
haven't
done lots
we?
Of talking.
Or rather, I have.
Lots of listening. But I don't mind.
You're a good listener.
I can listen to it all day long. Absolutely fantastic. No, but we always get on well, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, so we're going to go past the Kennet Long Barrow in a minute, or at least signs for it. I can't remember which side of the road it's going to be on, heading in this direction. Something's telling me it's up to the left. But I'm probably going to be wrong.
East Kennet, that's it, don't
they? You can't really... I think it's going to be to the left because there's quite a lot of people with walking gear on over here. So basically, Kennet Long Barrow is like a ginormous. There you are. Oh, it's the Ridgeway and Sanctuary. So it is. The Kennet Long Barrow's up there, I think. I think it tells you in a minute. Yeah, because they park on the right and then walk across. But this is you've got the Ridgeway, which is a walk I want to do.
That's
it. Yep. It's a really long walk. Who's done? So the Kennet Long Barrow's at the top up there. So who's done the Ridgeway that we know? Is it
Paul Buck?
Paul Buck has Graham? Did Graham do it?
No, he wants to do it.
Paul Buck did it. I want to do it as well. That's another one. There's a fella that I know on the internet from YouTube called. His name is Sandy, and he's got a couple of profiles on YouTube / Google Plus, like Wiltshire Man or something.
Oh, I've seen him.
He's had a stroke. He's got him. I've spoken with him quite a few times because he lives on the other side of Swindon, and he walked the Ridgeway last year.
He does wall camping.
That's him. He's the fella who, him directly, but his video convinced me to get the hooped bivy not a tent.
Yeah.
And also, funnily enough, one of the ones who contributed my interest in the Polish Army Lavu.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, because he camps in that same wood every time. So I don't know where that wood is, but it's probably I don't think it's close to where he lives. But I think he's taken a few of his early videos off YouTube because he walks around a place that he's very, very familiar with, which tells me it's near where he lives. But he lives in a fairly built-up area, if I remember, because he shows you his workshop, doesn't he?
Yeah.
On one of his latest videos.
I picked him up from another YouTuber who knows Rick Vanman. I can't think of his name. Scudo Camper.
Uh-huh.
That's another one. He did like a Welcome to My Van video. That's how I picked him up. Same bloke. Yeah. So it's all a bit random in circles, isn't it?
You're yeah.
Degrees
of separation and all of that. So the that Wiltshire man, back in the early days, he asked me, you know, if you ever want to meet up and go for a walk or that.
Yeah.
This was before he did all his knife making stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But his knives are really nice. I do like them. But
I mean, watched 2 or 3 videos, but it's the kind of thing I'll go back to watch, you know.
Yeah.
He's quite talented, though, isn't
he? Yeah, really. He is, yeah. His cheapest knife's like £150. But you know, going from a block of carbon steel and a block of wood into something that could shave your face, you know, and looks absolutely beautiful as a knife, anyway. I've got a funny feeling going this way. I might be wrong. We go through a village called El Alamein. I think it's called El Alamein. Everybody's going, what are you talking about? I'm sure it is.
El Alamein.
It's an old army camp, but they've actually retained the name of the village as El. I'm sure it's called El Alamein. I know that sounds really weird.
Have you heard of it? Sounds French.
It's Middle Eastern, isn't it? Still a place, El Alamein. Right, hang on, where are we going here? No, this is Manton. This is Marlborough we're coming into now. You're going to be going home through Marlborough.
Okay, through Marlborough.
Yeah.
Marlborough.
Posh place, Marlborough. In the grand scheme of things.
Going to be rich to live in Marlborough.
Yes, you do. General Sir Mike Jackson lives here somewhere. My an old mate of mine is a postie, and she delivers his mail. It's up this end. She says, when she was telling me where he lived, she says it's up at the other end, and now we're at the other end of Marlborough to where she was referring to at the time.
Posh,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at the size of these houses, man. Huge.
Yeah, Marlborough on the way past.
Yes, yes. And then you spat out the other side and went up the hill into Savernake Forest.
Yeah, that's where I stopped, had a quick coffee break.
Because Claire Randall will be very wary of where we're talking about, because she used to live in Swindon, I think.
Okay.
Right then, and this is the grammar school here.
Oh, the right, yeah, the big
Yes, it is. This is all the school on the right hand, the left hand side of the road. Beautiful. There's a little walkway that goes over the road, a brick, red brick walkway.
That's similar to that one in Oxford,
that is. Is it?
It's the Bridge of Sighs in Oxford.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Between the two universities.
Right, keep going up to, on the 345 straight up.
Yeah.
And we'll go the other way home as opposed to, because normally we go left. That's the town, that's the centre along there, which is actually a really nice marketplace. Did you ever hear the audio booth that I did of Gert, who was playing the German fellow who was playing the bagpipes things?
I think, yeah.
That was there. I recorded that down there. Straight up.
All these things come to your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. His name was Gert. Gert. Short for Gerhard. If I am correct, Jana will, who generally always listens to my audio boost because she usually comments on the German things that I talk about. JN2N. She'd be nodding her head probably and saying, yeah, Gerd's short for Gerhard. I only know that myself because my wife's... There's a kite, Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
Like a bird, real one. He says, pointing in the sky to the right as we go around a left bend.
Whoops. I'm looking at my shoes.
It was a red kite, it was. And actually, believe it or not, they were very, very rare in this area 2 years ago.
Really?
And that, yeah, they've come down from Gloucestershire. And if you ever go to the Hawk Conservancy Trust at Andover, they will tell you that. They will say that they were very, very rare in Wiltshire, and they've migrated south from Gloucestershire, so much so that they're now now nearly a pest,
really?
Believe it or not, yep, because they're chasing all the other birds away. You know, they fly over in this pterodactyl style, and all the little birds can't do their thing. Oh, there's deer in this field to the left. You can't see that because you're driving the car. See, told you I should have driven.
See?
You just wanted to show the power of the Red Rocket, though.
The Red Rocket. It's fast, though, isn't it?
I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fabia, isn't it?
VRS.
VRS 1.4, which has clearly got the power of something with an engine four times the size. It is, honestly... What gear was it? Fourth? Yeah, it was.
One pause in third to fourth.
Third to fourth, and those who have ever ridden a motorbike before, you know what I mean by a power band. So you get a certain amount of revs, and then all of a sudden, this burst of acceleration just comes out of flipping nowhere.
I think that'd be the turbo kicking in.
That happened on this car a couple of times. We very safely overtook the wagon and the learner. I tell you what though, this charger charges my phone faster than my car.
That was £3 from Wilco, that one. Takes it.
It's gone up 10% in 13 minutes.
It doesn't sync now, that's only stack. You can't. So if you plug it into your computer,
I'm not really bothered about that, it's for the car, you know.
That's all I bought you.
So I just forked out £15. Thanks very much. You could have told us. Could have told us a fortnight ago.
What, do you want a refund
then? I tell you what though, I went to I bought one from Tesco for £15 because it says it's like whatever the technology is compatible. It's like, I don't know what's the technology called. It's not like iOS ready or something. It's called something else anyway. Blah blah blah. Yeah, and then Apple brought out iOS 7. Whatever, and then it never worked after that.
Okay.
I had to chuck it.
Did it charge?
No, didn't do anything.
Did it charge or anything?
No. Come up on the screen. This device is not compatible with iPhone.
Because I was expecting a message to say to dismiss the message. Because I've been told that a non-Apple cable will flag up a message saying you can't use this cable, and then you can just dismiss it and then it's still work.
Yeah. Aye. Not this one. Oh, they've got it's not a llama. What is it? Alarm. Looks like a llama. The animal. The one for its wool. Or maybe not, I don't know.
It is a llama, isn't it?
No, Acapulco, no, that's a place.
Alpaca.
Cha-ching, there you are. There was alpacas in that field back there, but God almighty, 10 hours later.
I'm
We're testing Adrian and he's driving. Oh my life. So, those who were interested, my wife did not have a cold since November last year. No, no, no. She's actually got sinusitis. But I don't even know if I've actually ever told anybody about that. Yeah. But, so she's had sinusitis since November.
Actually,
you
can record back, can't you?
Yeah, I had it in 2008. I thought my head was going to explode. It was really painful.
Yeah, pressure beyond your nose.
Yeah. Now, I had to... they didn't give her any antibiotics. I had antibiotics, and I had to take that nasal spray twice a day. They've given her this nasal spray, which is basically just salty water, really, in the grand scheme of things, and told her to squirt it in the morning, and that's enough, and I don't think it is. So, she sounds as though she's getting worse every single day. Oh, there he is, and he's little...
Typing there, doing 36.4 miles per gallon, Mr. Dialogue Gambler. Just in case you want to know.
Oh, it meant to
200 then.
Is that instant?
That was instant,
though. Oh, yeah, because we're going...
I didn't explain it.
Because we're going downhill with your foot not...
I didn't explain to Mr. Gambler. He was an extreme lightweight. Because he doesn't do spreadsheets.
Oh,
he's reading off his diary. A lot, 204.
But that's instant.
Yeah.
Is it?
67. Yeah, I'm playing Dale Gamble's game there. 76.
Yeah, but Phil, one of the things with Phil is, I'm saying with Phil, what I do right is every single journey I make, I reset it, reset the average.
Well, this has got two.
Yeah, that's instant.
That's instant, right? So I've got. So it's the average for this trip.
Yeah.
Under the thing, I've got another button.
Yeah.
There's number two in the little corner.
Yeah, what's that one?
So that's now the average 36.
Oh, so you can do two, and then you've got instant as well.
Yeah, that's over 1,523.
What?
Miles.
Since what?
So 1,523.
Oh, that's your trip.
So that's done 36 over 1,500 miles.
Oh, okay, I'm with you, yeah.
But most of my mileage is in the city, so
yeah.
It's never going to...
Yeah, but that's not that bad. No. Not for in-city driving. The well, not when you've probably got two turbos fitted to this engine as well, so
yeah.
You're going to suck more. Well, the turbos force air in, don't they?
Well, I've got a supercharger.
There's a supercharger in this?
There's a supercharger and a turbocharger.
So oh, well.
The supercharger runs all the time off the belt.
All right, okay. So a supercharger uses more fuel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And a turbo pushes more air in. So basically you're using more fuel just having a supercharger. Yeah, the supercharger has to run
because
it needs...
The turbo uses exhaust, so that spools up.
Yeah.
As you go faster, more...
That's right, yeah.
So,
another thing that I do is if I'm doing motorway driving, what I'll do is I'll come out of where we live onto the 303 and then I'll reset it, because that bit going from, you know, my house... along out of Double Hedges that I showed you onto the 303. Oh, look at the canal boats. Oh, this is lovely.
Is that marina?
Yeah, it's Pusey Wharf.
Oh, yeah, Pusey Wharf.
This is Pusey Wharf Paint Display Car Park. That's really nice.
British Waterways.
Lovely. Because even that little bit kind of mucks up the average fuel, but I suppose it's cheating a bit, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
But it's to get the true reading of the motorway.
This takes a lot of time to get.
Pusey.
If you do a small, like a long journey, it takes a good 20-30 miles.
Keep going.
For it to
3, 4, 5.
Left.
What's a cabinet maker? Do they make cabinets?
Yeah. Like kitchen units and stuff.
Kitchen units. I thought cabinet maker had a different meaning back in the 18th and 19th century.
Could have been.
auction rooms. Oh, I nearly smashed into somebody coming at this. Oh, he was in the middle of the road. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Cheeky tinker. There's me just talking about nearly smashing into somebody.
What are they doing to them?
Look at him, kid on a BMX, no lights, cap on, like a little.
I went the other night, one of those in the dark with black clothes, you couldn't see him.
We can't go straight over the roundabout. We've got to take the second exit. So that sign clearly lied. This is Pusey. There's a white horse near here. Oh, there's a corner shop. Hang on a minute. There's a corner shop with a post office in it along here somewhere. No, I don't want to go in it. You're all right. I went in it and Where is it? Somewhere around here. Anyway, went in there, and what a bizarre shop run by an Asian family. I'm not being racist, but there was like four things for sale in the whole of the shop. Yeah, I mean, there was a Battenberg cake. I remember that. You know Battenberg.
Yeah, I do.
There was Battenberg. A packet of pita bread, and a packet of custard creams, and a sandwich. That's all they had in the whole shop.
One sandwich?
Yeah. I said, are you closing down? No. Strange. I was like, okay.
That's strange, yeah.
Oh, it must have been down one of those, down the street to the left from by that police station.
There's a bus stop right there.
Yeah. It's also £1 million to get the bus anywhere in Wiltshire. It's really expensive to get the bus. Really expensive.
It's expensive for me, then.
This is the way that Sarah said to come in, this way. Okay, well, there we go. 22 minutes of... we'll continue with that. So 22 minutes of walking. Why do I know these... Why? I was going to say something about these hills here. Not that the people of Audioboo will know. Right, we're going. Thanks for listening.
Try a bit.
See ya.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.